Hello?
Hi, my name is Eddie. We're conducting a survey about youth substance use funded by the Minnesota Department of Human Services, Behavioral Health Division. Your number was collected at random, and we will not collect any identifying information about you. Your responses will be used to support efforts that help youth in your community. And a donation will be made to a local nonprofit if you complete the survey. So could you please tell me if your age is between 21 to 29, 30 to 49, 50 to 64, or over 65?
50 to 64.
Okay, now what is your gender?
Male.
Okay, now first I'm going to ask you some questions about how often you think that teens in your school district use certain substances. If you are not sure of an answer, just give your best guess. Note that when we mention marijuana, we are referring to illegal youth use, not to medical marijuana prescribed by a doctor. Okay?
Right.
So, how often do you think that most teens in your school district drink alcohol such as beer, wine, or liquor? Never. They try it once or twice a year, once a month, twice a month, once a week, or daily?
Once a week.
Okay. Now, how often do you think most teens in your school district use cannabis in any form? Marijuana, pot, weed, or concentrate in any form?
Yeah.
Okay. How often do you think most teens in your school district use vaping devices or electronic cigarettes?
Daily.
Okay. Now, I'm going to read to you a list of statements about youth substance use in your community. And please tell me if you strongly agree, disagree, or strongly disagree with each one. If you do not agree or disagree, just let me know. All right. For each statement, I will also ask for your opinion about what most adults in your community think. All right, so if you are not sure of any answer, just give your best guess. Okay, so my community should adopt laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with marijuana. Do you agree or disagree?
Agree.
Somewhat agree or strongly agree?
Somewhat agree.
Now, my community should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth other than their own children with alcohol. You agree or disagree?
Strongly agree.
Now, most adults in my community think that we should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with vaping products or electronic cigarettes. Agree or disagree?
Strongly disagree.
Now, most adults in my community think that we should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth other than their own children with alcohol. Agree or disagree?
Agree, somewhat.
Okay. Now, most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not vaping or using electronic cigarettes. Agree?
Strongly disagree.
Okay. Now, parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using alcohol. Agree or disagree?
I agree that they should.
Okay.
Strongly.
Strongly. All right. Now, most adults in my community think parents should not let teens use alcohol. You agree or disagree?
Disagree.
Somewhat or strongly disagree?
I strongly disagree. Most parents up here don't care.
Okay. Now, drinking alcohol is never a good thing to do. It's never a good thing for teens to do. Agree or disagree?
Oh, I strongly agree.
Now, I believe adults who supply vape products or electronic cigarettes to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law. Agree or disagree?
strongly disagree.
Most adults in my community think vaping or using electronic cigarettes is never a good thing for teens to do. Agree or disagree?
I disagree.
Parents should not let teens use marijuana.
Somewhat agree.
Parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using marijuana.
Strongly agree.
Most adults in my community think parents should not let teens use marijuana.
Somewhat disagree.
Most adults in my community believe adults who supply alcohol to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
Somewhat disagree.
I believe adults who supply alcohol to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
Somewhat agree.
Parents should not let teens use alcohol.
Somewhat agree.
Most adults in my community believe adults who supply vape products or electronic cigarettes to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
Strongly disagree.
Parents should not let teens vape or use electronic cigarettes.
I gotta go with strongly disagree, because even if they're gonna tell them no and they're gonna keep it away from them, they're gonna find it outside somewhere anyways. My personal opinion is that if they're going to do it, it should be controlled by an adult that's gonna make sure that they don't get something that's spiked or laced with things that there shouldn't be in there. Instead of getting black market items. That's my own personal opinion.
All right, perfect. Now, most adults in my community think we should adopt laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with marijuana.
Somewhat agree.
Most adults in my community think drinking alcohol is never a good thing for teens to do.
Somewhat agree.
My community should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with vaping products or electronic cigarettes.
Strongly disagree.
Vaping or using vaping or using electronic cigarettes is never a good thing for teens to do.
I strongly agree.
Most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using alcohol.
Strongly agree.
Most adults in my community think parents should not let teens vape or use electronic cigarettes.
Somewhat disagree.
Parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not vaping or using electronic cigarettes.
Strongly agree.
Most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using marijuana.
Somewhat disagree.
Most adults in my community think using marijuana is never a good thing for teens to do.
Somewhat agree.
Now, the last one here says, using marijuana is never a good thing for teens to do.
Strongly agree.
Okay, thank you. Now, I'm going to ask you some questions. We're almost done now. So, this is about how you use the following substances, which are all legal for adults in Minnesota. If you are not sure of an answer, just give me your best guess. So how often do you drink alcohol, such as beer, wine, or liquor? Never. You tried once or twice? Once or twice a year? Once a month? Twice a month? Once a week? Or daily?
I would like to say never, but I might take a couple sips here and there every few months, but I don't drink really. So.
Okay.
Not even close. So I won't even drink a whole beer. It's like three or four steps and that's it. I'm done. I can't stand the taste.
Now, how often do you use marijuana in edible or drinkable form, other than medical marijuana prescribed for you by a doctor?
I don't.
Never?
I don't smoke. I don't vape. I don't use any drugs.
Okay.
The only drugs I use is caffeine, like coffee, tea, or sodas.
So the next one is how often you use vaping devices or electronic cigarettes. That will be never as well? Okay.
Yep.
And now I just have a final question for you. So far this school year, how many times have you seen or heard messages or materials that said most students are not using alcohol, marijuana, or vaping? Never, just a few times? I'm sorry?
Never.
Okay. Now, how would you describe yourself? American Indian or Alaskan Native? Asian, South Asian, or Asian American, Black or African American, Hispanic or Latino, White, or any other?
Caucasian.
Okay. As a token of our appreciation, the CAPE Coalition will donate $10 for each completed survey that we receive, up to a total donation of $3,000. So could you please choose the organization that you would like our coalition to donate on your behalf? We have three options. The Iron Range Off-Road Cyclist, the Iveless Community Foundation, and the Virginia Community Foundation.
Virginia Community Foundation.
Okay. All right. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your time, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your evening.
Yes, you as well, and have a great weekend.
You too. Thank you, sir. Bye now.
You're welcome. Bye.